Welcome back to the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson. We're talking about two bond referenda on ballots this election season for voters in Miami and Miami Beach. They're local issues, but the issues resonate across the region. The Miami question is over millions of dollars of borrowing to address flooding in parts of the city. In Miami Beach, it's the party brand image of South Beach against questions around the quality of life for residents. Ocean Drive isn't exactly quiet on a weekday morning. It's the din of delivery trucks unloading their wares to local restaurants and bars, which are just beginning to open up again after a late night of playing party host. This one-mile stretch of Ocean Drive is lined with Art Deco architecture, small hotels, bars, and clubs, and an occasional t-shirt and beach shop. They all face Loomis Park and then the sands of Miami Beach beyond. A few people are out in the mid-morning sun, sitting outside on front patios, under shade awnings or umbrellas, eating a late breakfast. Uber drivers are dotted along the drive, along with a few taxis. And just a few hours earlier, it may have been a much different scene, with the clubs, including those outdoors, serving alcohol until 5 a.m. This is the 10-block area that is the focus of a ballot question for Miami Beach voters. It asks if these clubs should have to stop the booze 3 hours earlier at 2 a.m. instead of 5 a.m. Bars that are completely enclosed or entirely inside hotels would still have the liquor flowing until 5 a.m. While there are 55 places on these blocks that serve alcohol, only 8 are still serving during the 3 hours in question outside. And 2 of them, the Clevelander and Mangoes, are among the biggest sellers of booze, bringing in $38 million combined in annual sales. In Miami Beach's tourist-dependent economy, the debate over last call has the potential for economic consequences, and it has produced competing economic analyses of what the impact may be. A study for the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association predicts the loss of alcohol sales during those 3 hours on the one-mile strip of Ocean Drive would lead to a $361 million hit to the regional economy. It argues the loss of late-night liquor sales will flow right through to lower hotel room rates, job cuts, a drop in property and rental prices, costing property values, and all leading to a hit for local tax revenue. But a separate preliminary analysis prepared for the city of Miami Beach calls that $361 million economic cost an overreach. It claims the earlier last call would mean a nominal financial cost to the city. Final analysis is expected to be presented to the Miami Beach City Commission tomorrow. In the meantime, early voting already is underway, and signs urging voters to vote against the earlier last call are up and down Ocean Drive, providing for residents a civic contrast to the carefree carousing by tourists. I met Mike Palma. He's the executive vice president of hospitality for the company that owns the Clevelander, the club that has the most at risk with the vote. After meeting inside the hotel, we walked out onto Ocean Drive.
What's going out?
Here we are on a Tuesday morning just before 10 a.m. and describe what this would look like at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
This is obviously the Sidewalk Cafe on Ocean Drive right in front of the Clevelander. So it's obviously center of it all. This is where, in my opinion and most people's opinion, where the central energy and population gathers. So any, after 2, 3, 4 a.m., there is a huge amount of people that are both walking up and down the strip and or coming into the venues, including Clevelander, Mangoes, Ocean's 10. So it really is the center of the nightlife.
What does this represent in terms of the business of the Clevelander?
Yeah, obviously there's no hidden secret. This is about 90% of what we do in a food and beverage arena, so it's a huge part of our business. And more importantly, it's a huge part of what the people that come here to visit want. And I think that's what the people are getting lost in translation, that this is punishing the good tourist and blaming it on crime, and that's unfortunate.
What do you mean by punishing the tourist? How is this referendum punishing the tourist?
Because they're using crime as a reason for the shutdown, but if you shut down the two most iconic places on the beach that people come from all over the world to come visit, you've now taken that ability for them to not enjoy that.
If this ban is supported and goes into effect, Mike, this, what we're looking at here, this outdoor venue shuts down, doesn't it?
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is that if this thing was to go into effect, it would be really a 2 a.m. closure, but people have to recognize that 2 a.m. means that you can no longer sell or consume. So really at 1:30, at the peak of when this gets going, at the peak when there's lines in here and people coming on property, you'd be basically telling them that it's last call. And that sends a huge negative message to not only the national visitors and the local visitors, but anyone who wants to come to the beach and utilize that, you know, that mentality of I can have a drink after 2 a.m., I can have fun. You lose all that. You lose that brand recognition.
If the Clevelander loses those 3 hours of serving, what does it lose in terms of revenue? And what does that mean in terms of employment for the Clevelander?
We've done the numbers, and you know, the Clevelander employs 425 full and part-time employees, of which 12 to 15% are residents of Miami Beach. The day this goes into effect, we'll lose 120 employees. 120 employees will go home and get in unemployment lines just based on this one referendum.
So if you lose 3 hours of serving alcohol, you're gonna have to cut your full and part-time staff by more than 25%?
Yeah, unfortunately, because you gotta keep in mind that the nightlife portion of our business is substantial, but more importantly, that we have safety personnel that work nightlife. We have we have 57 bartenders on staff. 25 have to go away. We have 72 servers. Another 27 have to go away. So this has a trickle-down effect. And then when you take the actual sales, you know, the investment cycle wants their return. So your bottom line can't change. So it just comes down to squeezing a lemon. So it is a very unfortunate thing. And I think that's what's happening now, is a lot of these businesses are realizing the trickle-down effect of this is going to have such a negative effect on the job status. And in fact, Philip Levine at one point in the day, as I don't remember when
last
year. The mayor of Miami Beach. He said, I don't believe it affects people's jobs. I think that's a lie. And I said, how can he believe that when you look at the income streams on this street and think about the correlation to who's actually serving and doing the work, how that would not affect jobs? It just blows me away.
If that ban goes into effect, what are the contingency plans that the Clevelander has made in terms of its business model beyond the employment changes it would have to make? Would it go in and essentially try to get permitting to construct this as an indoor area?
It's a great question. We're in a historic preservation district, so in essence, we're not allowed to do that. And I don't believe that the city would be able to even accomplish that. And it takes away, again, I don't think the Clevelander, if it was indoors, would be the Clevelander. I think there's an indoor portion that we have that's very small. And even on the busiest nights, you'll notice that people still want to be outside. So I think that's unheard of, and I don't think we can do that. And more importantly, you know, we're not going to change who we are or what we do. We just have to basically conform to a new way of conducting late night business.
What is this stretch of Ocean Drive for you, the Clevelander, and its investors represent?
Well, I mean, this is the American Riviera. I mean, we invested in this area for the very same reasons that we're being penalized or being attacked now, which is that it is a worldwide destination. It has a unique appeal to it. And the fact that you can kind of enjoy food, beverage, lifestyle until the wee hours of night is very attractive, you know? And I think that it's something that we found to be very interesting and we you know, had no problem investing in and would hate to see that be taken away. Again, there is how many places in the United States that close at 2 a.m.? We become just another location. And I think it's a sad state of affairs. Ocean Drive, Miami Beach cannot afford to become another just destination. It needs to be unique. It needs to protect that uniqueness. And the city needs to do its job and to protect the tourism that's happening here and not blame it on the businesses.
Is a 5 a.m. liquor last call important to that Miami Beach brand? And is that something that Miami Beach ought to be selling globally?
I think, you know, the mentality is, it's not that we serve every night till 5 a.m. and it's not that we want to keep people here till 5 a.m. But the mentality, the thought process, and when you go to Vegas, everyone says what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's a brand, whether we like it or not. Now, Miami has a feeling and a perception, both from the European and Latin American tourists and our local tourists and national tourists, that it's a place that you can stay out later, you can eat later, you can dance till the wee hours of the night. That is what it's known for. And by the way, that's what it was first known for before anyone came and lived here. Nightlife built the city. I'm not saying that it should take precedent, but it needs to be respected and understood that that's the brand. So it is hugely important to the brand.
Mike Palma with the Clevelander fighting to be able to keep serving alcohol at his outdoor club until 5 a.m. Still to come, trying to recast the image of Ocean Drive by cutting off the booze earlier at outdoor bars.
And I think it's a shame that, you know, Ocean Drive, one of the most iconic streets in all of America, is a place that residents don't go, that Miami Beach residents don't get to enjoy Ocean Drive because they view it as crime-plagued.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson. Early voting this election season is already underway in the few cities with elections. Miami Beach is one of those, with two commission seats and the mayor's office up for grabs. There are also two ballot questions. We're focusing on one of those today, whether to move up last call for alcohol from 5 a.m. to 2 a.m. at outdoor bars on a 10-block span of Ocean Drive. The effort has been led by those arguing the late-night partying has gotten out of control, along with crime on the drive. Now, Miami Beach Commissioner Ricky Arriola is one of those supporting the earlier closing time.
I would say it's a morality issue. It's a crime issue. What we're trying to do is obviously get our arms around what has become a chronic problem in Miami Beach, specifically in the area surrounding Ocean Drive, where we've had a number of high-profile crimes being committed. The crime that's happening on Ocean Drive is actually hurting tourism in Miami Beach. It's scaring away tourists. It is bringing sort of a low-end element to Miami Beach that is hurting hotel revenues, depressing hotel room rates. It's hurting business in restaurants. It's hurting business in retail because people feel it's unsafe.
How have you been able to decipher the public safety concern, as you put it, compared to over the past year, Zika on Miami Beach, of course, the strong dollar overseas, which makes it more expensive for the international traveler to come to Miami Beach. And then, of course, you know, just storm season and Hurricane Irma and its impact on accommodations as well.
Yeah. So there's no doubt Miami Beach has had some strong headwinds. But, you know, what we're trying to do with this measure in trying to tackle the Ocean Drive problem is to lessen crime, get our arms around the situation, and we think that over the long term, it's actually going to be good for business, including the businesses on Ocean Drive, to the extent that we can actually sort of elevate tourism, the kind of tourists that come. I think it's going to be good for business. And I think it's a shame that, you know, Ocean Drive, one of the most iconic streets in all of America, is a place that residents don't go, that Miami Beach residents don't get to enjoy Ocean Drive because they view it as crime-plagued.
The data on crime in Ocean Drive shows that it's not higher concentrated in Ocean Drive than it is anywhere else. This ban of alcohol sales from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. would affect essentially a 10-block area of Ocean Drive, but not places that are a block, two block, three blocks away. So if there's not the concentration of crime there in terms of the statistics, and it's only located on these 10 blocks, how does that still justify the public safety concerns that you articulate?
The reality is Ocean Drive is what's attracting the mass of people. It's literally the street that everybody names when they think of Miami Beach, much like Times Square in New York City in the 70s or 80s, in a very small geographic area, but it was sort of the concentration for crime and grime in New York. Ocean Drive's the same thing. So whether there's crime happening a block or two away, it doesn't matter. It's Ocean Drive that attracts the people. It's got the heavy concentration of bars and restaurants, unlike the adjacent streets, Collins and Washington. And it's also the street where everyone likes to cruise back and forth. But for Ocean Drive, a lot of these people wouldn't be coming.
Will the city have fewer police patrols on that stretch of Ocean Drive if the alcohol last sale becomes 2 a.m. instead of the current 5 a.m.?
Not in the short term. We're going to continue to aggressively police the street. During the overlap shift from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. At night, 50% of our police force that's on duty is concentrated on Ocean Drive. So,
Citywide.
When we get things under control, I'd like to see that police force deployed into our neighborhoods to keep our residents safe, because right now we're pulling police resources from our residential neighborhood simply to patrol Ocean Drive and monitor the businesses that are on Ocean Drive. The problem is resource allocation. Too much of our resources are concentrated on Ocean Drive currently, and basically that's a subsidy to the businesses that are operating on Ocean Drive. They get to make money, and the citizens get to pay the taxes to keep that area safe. And I don't think that's right.
those businesses would argue, I suppose, Commissioner, that they pay property taxes and employment taxes and sales taxes that do go back into the general fund of the city.
Sure, but our residents also pay a lot in property taxes, and there's a lot of hotels and businesses that are not concentrated in Ocean Drive that also pay taxes, and they should enjoy the benefits of our police, our fire, and all the resources that we're, I think, overly concentrating on Ocean Drive because of what's going on there.
Describe your vision long-term of Ocean Drive and the entertainment district in South Beach.
Very easy. All you have to do is go back, you know, 20 years or so to the early and mid-90s when Ocean Drive and, you know, that surrounding area was sort of hip and world famous, and you had, you know, all the high-profile celebrities and movies being filmed there, commercials being filmed there, great restaurants, you know, and residents were going there. You know, now you don't see that anymore. I mean, now what you have on Ocean Drive is sort of a very low-end restaurant and bar experience where they're selling, you know, overpriced sugary drinks, burgers, chicken wings. You know, it's not fine dining by any stretch. And so I would love to see Ocean Drive, and then, of course, it serving as a catalyst for the surrounding area to be, you know, a lot more sort of high end, a more pleasant experience for residents and tourists, and not chase after the low end market.
Hasn't that market been driven by demand, though? The Ocean Drive you describe in the 90s was coming out of course, a very, very sleepy time in the 70s and 80s and early 90s with relatively low property values, high vacancies, which allowed the artistic and creative community to come in at relatively affordable rates. Those days are far gone, Commissioner, aren't they?
Yeah, there's no doubt that, you know, property values have gone up, rents have gone up, and, you know, a lot of the, you know, restaurants now, you know, the other thing, Miami Beach now is competing with other great areas in Miami. You have Wynwood, the Design District, Brickell, you know, the Gables even, Coconut Grove is making a renaissance. So, you know, Miami Beach has competition just locally, and we have to compete. And right now we're competing on the low end, and we're losing the battle. Many of the great restaurants that are opening are happening in Wynwood that used to be Miami Beach. And so we need to do everything we can to kind of stimulate, you know, the demand for, you know, great retail, great restaurants, the boutique hotels. And so, you know, part of the 2 a.m. is with an eye towards changing the way things are done on Ocean Drive in South Beach.
That's Miami Beach Commissioner Ricky Arriola.